For our 8-year-old, her class is actually not desks even, it's tables. So each table usually seats about 4 to 6 kids. Like, how are you going to socially distance 4 to 6 kids?
Glue some kids to the ceiling, maybe? Or
yeah, I don't know. It's like, yeah, so many questions. And like, her class is 22 kids. Some classes, there's 30 kids in there. My husband's a teacher, so he's a teacher on call, and he's even wondering about what's happening with teachers on call. Like, if you're going to each school, what, like, you're going to be in so many different bubbles. It's really tough.
Mm-hmm. And your husband, as a teacher, has he been told how they're going to enforce social distancing? Any communication about that? Like, that would be a huge thing, I would think. Oh, my gosh, as a teacher, I'm going to have 2 jobs come September.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. They haven't had any details whatsoever. You know, we've been doing this for 5-6 months. It's kind of baffling, to be honest, not to have a plan by now, especially since we've seen so many different plans rolled out by other countries. I mean, in Denmark, they're doing well. Good examples in Japan, for example. And there's so many bad examples that we can learn from. There was an outbreak in Germany, and they had sort of similar plans to what we have here in BC. So you would think that 5 or 6 months, it would be enough time for something to be figured out properly. But yeah, so that's why it's really surprising.
Are you hopeful that the school district will be able to manage this properly, like you said, once your ducks are all in a row?
I am very hopeful. I think we've been hearing, especially this past week, we've been getting emails from the school district that are kind of like hinting that there might be some other options available. They're not set in stone. They're just saying, they sent us a survey basically to ask, what do you want? And within that survey, there were options that seemed feasible. So hopefully more parents return that survey and people get, you know, the different options that can work with their schedules.
And like you said, it's at least nice they are checking in with parents, right? So that's a good sign. At least I would think, yeah, a bit more peace of mind.